مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم عددك حالي على سر بمستتير عن الوشاة ولا دائب منحسن مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، نشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. The name Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, and this is the exclusive pearl explaining the stanzas, and that is the lines of Qasida Burda. So few aspects which we didn't touch last week, we're going to touch on this week, and that is Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now when we speak of Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Alayhi, we are referring to the author. We're referring to the poet himself, and this is Allama Busayri Rahmatullah Alayhi. We know that his laqab was Sharfuddin, and he was known as Allama Busayri Rahimullah. So we'll refer to him. Last week we covered all of that and the name, etc. This week what you need to keep in mind is the date he was born, 608 Hijri calendar, and passed away according to Imam Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayh, and that is 695, that is the Hijri calendar. So we are currently in 1445. You'll know why we are mentioning to you these dates. Because when we're explaining history and date of birth, date of death, it mustn't just be something that we just refer to a date and finished and it goes in and goes out quickly. We have to visualize, we have to ponder, okay, so many years back, this is what had occurred. This is the downfall in our history subjects, that when it is being taught in the maktab, in the makatib, it is just being taught haphazardly. We say Muslim schools, we say so-called Muslim schools, teaching history, but the history, if you find and if you go and see, if you critically look at this, you'll find that the history of Hitler and all of these topics are pushed forth more than actual history, which is backed by facts. So what happens? There's no interest because the one teaching it doesn't have that true interest in it. We have to build that interest because in history, there are many, many lessons which we learn. In English, you say history repeats itself. History repeats itself because Allah Azza wa Jal has made such a system that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came, Khairul Qurun came, that means Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those who sat in the company of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for one moment and passed away with the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Then those who spent time in the company of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they call the Tabi'een. And then those Tabi Tabi'een, those that spend time in the company of the Tabi'een, that is Khairul Qurun. In this you're going to find many lessons that solves many difficulties that we are facing even today. People come about with this claim, technology, 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 we have to adjust this, we have to adjust this. We don't adjust nothing. Our Sharia, the golden Sharia, remains the same, and it will travel through like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam through all the batil that has been promoted. This beautiful Sharia will continue. The Quran is protected. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, his appearance, the ahadith which we benefit and we learn all of this from, is all protected. Every letter of the Quran Sharif is protected. The pronunciation of every letter is protected of Arabic. You can't change this Islam because this Islam is forever. Yes, fitan will come. It will give a different dimension in terms of trials and tribulations. But you will hold on to the sunnah and this will give you success, inshaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept us. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength and the ability to go through this life till that last moment which we recite, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then we'll become tuflihun, successful. So from this year we learn many lessons when we study Qasida Burda. Qasidatul Burda, you say in Arabic. So from this, we just want to see and highlight few points here. Now we're saying to you 608 Hijri calendar. Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah was born 608 Hijri calendar. Passes away 695 Hijri calendar. In this life of Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah, he had two sheikhs. And towards, you could see, just still a few years before he passed away, a sheikh. His first sheikh's name, which we haven't discussed, and that is Abul Hasan Shadhili. Find there's a masjid in Egypt that is named after him. Abul Hasan Shadhili, a great saint, pious saint. And he passed away in the year 656 Hijri calendar. So you know Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah's life. If you look at his timeline, 608 born, 656 AH, or 656 Hijri calendar, his first sheikh passes away. Abul Hasan Shadhili, Rahimullah. He had another sheikh and his name was Abul Abbas Ahmad Al-Mursi. He was the Khalifa of the first sheikh, Abul Hasan. So when Abul Hasan, Rahimullah, passes away, Allama Abu Sayri, Rahimullah, then goes and takes bayat, pledges allegiance upon the hands of Abul Abbas Ahmad Al-Mursi, and he passes away then 686, 20 years later. 656, the first sheikh passes away. 686, the second sheikh passes away. Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah passed away, we said, in 695. So that's 9 years approximately. To the end of his life, late towards till the age of 78, 79, his second sheikh passes away. Look how concerned they were of holding on to those who were pious. I've heard this myself. From a Khalifa of Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Damat Barakatuhu, who said that when Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab's Sheikh passed away, and that was Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab's Sheikh Hakim Akhtar Saab, when he passed away, then, Rahimullah, we say, he told this Khalifa of Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab's, Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab told his Khalifa, which he then told me, that it is not likely for a person, meaning it is not good for a person, that 3 days passes, but he should be already attached to someone else thereafter. Because this nafs, and you'll see, in this year, Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah discusses the nafs. This is the beauty of this kitab. He says, "Wa nafsu katifli," the nafs is like a suckling child, like a suckling baby. If you feed it with milk, it grows love for that milk. But if you wean it off, in taftimhu yanfatimi, if you wean it off, it weans off. This nafs, meaning that this nafs, in terms of sin, it loves, it's just attracted, it's got that magnetic attraction to sin. But if you wean it off, you work on this nafs, a time will come where this nafs will be weaned off of sin. Not totally, because we are always, but it will be to a great degree. First, major sins, then your minor sins. You're going to work on curtailing it further and further and further. So the importance, so I heard this, and he said, the Khalifa of Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab said, that 3 days never passed, but then he pledged allegiance, took bayat to Haji Nakuda Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, who is a Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, Sheikhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali. All saints, pious saints, Haji Nakuda Rahmatullah Ali passed away in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali passed away in Medina Munawwara. So you can see, and then Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab pledged allegiance and he took bayat upon his hands. And this was towards, you can say, the latter portion of Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab's life. What message are we learning? We need to learn lessons. One is we just give you facts and facts and say, but we need to get lessons, learn and practice. This is the mahol, the environment which we need to create. So I was saying to you, Allama Busairi Rahimullah passed away 695. His second sheikh passed away at the age of 686. 20 years difference between the second sheikh and the first sheikh's death. Abul Abbas Ahmad al-Mursi, there's a masjid named after him, and he's got two or three disciples that is there also. Pious person also, Sufi Abul Abbas, they were all from the Shadhli Tariqah. So this was now, you can see and you can say that this year is, it had that bond. And what kind of bond? A bond to transform, reform the self. That is why we should supplicate, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. That, O Allah, you change my condition totally. Aslih li sha'ni kullah. Change my condition totally. And do not leave me upon myself. Do not leave me to, meaning to practice or to follow my nafs. Wala takilni ila nafsi. Even for a blink of a second. So, few aspects was mentioned about the life of Allama Busairi Rahimullah going forward. He was given the opportunity, a post came, and this post entailed that he would have a major position in terms of managing the gold and the silver of that time, and also becoming, giving instructions towards doing good, amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, as well as to manage the Islamic dealings of the shopping malls, bazaar, we say in Urdu. So he had to give people the knowledge of how to deal, how to transact Islamically, from an Islamic perspective. Not to make money. Where is that money? The money is actually in the barakah. Money is in the barakah. When you do your deals appropriately according to the Sharia, it may not be profitable in terms of your calculations mathematically, but when you look at it, Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver of barakah. That's a topic on its own. But Allama Busairi Rahimullah rejected this post and he said no. He wanted to go into seclusion. He gave it all up and he said no. I want to go into seclusion. And there's many incidents of this type. When you look at Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayh, and he had students. One student, will just give you a few students, many students. Muhammad ibn Yusuf. And he was known as, he was from Spain. Just by the way, when you go to Egypt, you'll find this masjid, Masjid Abul Abbas al-Mursi. And it's, they are all buried close by. So you'll find Allama Busairi Rahimullah's, there's a masjid, Imam Busairi Rahmatullahi's masjid. We spoke about this last week. Then you'll find Abul Abbas, his sheikh's masjid. You will find also a masjid, Abul Hassan, and all from the Shadhli Tariqah. And I mentioned to you, all of this, you'll find this was to honor them. This was to respect them. Iskandariya. This is exactly where Allama Busairi Rahimullah had passed away. Just as a reminder, we'll be repeating dates so it settles in. So 695 Hijri calendar was when Allama Busairi Rahimullah had left this world. One of his students, he passed away in the year 745 Hijri calendar. So 50 years after Lama Busayr rahimullah passed away, his student Abu Hayyan, he passed away, Al-Andalusi, also from Spain. If you see, study, go and see the life of Allama Busayri Rahimullah's Sheikh, and that is, we mentioned to you, Abu al-Abbas was from Spain, Al-Andalusi. Then they came to Egypt, settled down in Egypt. So you can see, for the pleasure of Deen, how it, Spain was known for Deen, coming to Egypt known for Deen. And then today, when you speak to those who are residents of this area and they move then afterwards, and you happen to bump into them and you tell them, Sheikh, music is haram. He said, music is not haram. What's wrong with music? Nothing wrong with music. Where's the dalil? So you can see how the deen travels from one place to the next. Allah Azza wa Jal is full in control, and this deen will continue. But we have to make sure that we are holding on. We are holding on to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Hayyan, the student of Allama Busayri rahimullah, he passes away 745. He's written a mashhur, a common, a profound, as well as a famous hadith, a tafsir kitab. And this tafsir kitab is known as Al-Bahrul Muhit fi Tafsir. Al-Bahrul Muhitu fi Tafsir. It's known as this. Then there were others, other students, but we're not going to discuss all. You can go into the details, because then it's going to become very difficult for us to then understand and then to digest everything. So we want to make it easy for you, inshallah. And we want to make it such that you understand and we take lessons. This is the main aspect why we do this here. If you look at the acceptance of Qasida Burda, you know, normally you will say, this follower, this Khalifa, this person, he's accepted it. But what will you say when the enemies also accept your work? There's an Arabic saying, Al-Fadlu bima shahidatil a'da, that virtue is really when the enemies acknowledge and praise you. That is virtue. You have an enemy, but the enemy says to other people, this is a very good person. It's just we have these, but ideally he's a great person. Go and see what they've written about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go and see what we will say, the enemies of Islam, the non-Muslims of Islam, what they have written about Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Fadlu bima shahidatil a'da. Now you've understood. When they have ranked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam number one human being in the world, not by the Muslims, this is by the non-Muslims, then what will you say about such a person? This person is definitely sent as a mercy to the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a mercy to the entire universe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam status, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised you in terms of remembrance, in terms of status. When you will say, لا إله إلا الله, you will say Muhammadur Rasulullah. Where Allah stops in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah continues. When you will see in your masajid, you will look on top, you will see Allah's name, you will see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name. Allah's name, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name. When you will say La ilaha illallah, your lips does not move, your tongue moves. You should keep La ilaha illallah on your tongue. And in terms of your actions, now say, you yourself say, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You've seen, you've witnessed yourself that your lips moves. So that denotes action. The action must be Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you will see in Surah Ali Imran, verse 31, and this is chapter number 3, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you say you love Allah Azza wa Jal, then follow me, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You must follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immaculately, totally, completely, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, and Allah will make you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you your sins. So the recipe to become Allah's beloved is ideally what we are searching for. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, and this is hadith Qudsi, this means Allah Azza wa Jal had said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had expressed, Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever holds animosity to my friend, then Allah Azza wa Jal announces war with such a person. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. I announce war with such a person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Hadith Qudsi means Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing. So, this honorable soul which Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah expresses praises for, you can understand it when the enemies, remember something, in terms of Aqeedah, Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah was from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As you can see, there's many stanzas of Aqeedah that has been mentioned in this kitab. That's what makes it phenomenal. Let's just pause for a second here. We said to you, the enemies of Islam also praise Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Well, let's look at it. Thomas Kyle, he said in his book on heroes, hero worship and heroic history, so page 61, his common diet, he says this, his common diet, barley and bread and water. Sometimes for months, there was not a fire once lighted in this home of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't say Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We sing. They record with just pride that he would mend his own shoes, patch his own cloak. He says, a hard toiling, ill-provided man. This is his words. Careless of what vulgar men toil for. No emperor with his kind of caliber was obeyed as this man in a cloak of his own clouting. During 23 years, so that's how they, just to create that emphasis, he says 3 first. During 23 years of rough actual trial, I find something of a veritable hero necessary for that of itself. John William Draper, he wrote in volume 1 of A History of the Intellectual Development of Europe, he says, 4 years after the death of Justinian, AD 569, was born at Mecca in Arabia, the man who of all men has exercised the greatest influence upon human race, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Diwan Chand Sharma, he writes in his book, The Prophets of the East, Muhammad was the soul of kindness and his influence was felt and never forgotten by those around him. George Barnard Shaw, he writes about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I've studied him, the wonderful man, and in my opinion, far from being an antichrist, he must be called the savior of humanity. Further, he says, I believe that if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving the problems in a way that would bring the much needed peace and happiness. Lamartine writes in his book, History of the Turks, he says, If smallness of means, greatness of purpose, and astounding results are the 3 criteria of human genius, who could dare compare any great man in modern history with Muhammad, we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says further and elaborates, Lamata, and you want the book, it's called History de la Turque, Paris. So this is the Lamartine. In volume 11, you'll find pages 276, 277. 276, 277. He says and he writes here, philosopher, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational beliefs, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and one spiritual empire, that is Muhammad. We say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says further, as regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any greater man than he? What is our praises? What is our praises? When Allah Azza wa Jal praises Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal himself, you know, for other acts of worship, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs you, أقم الصلاة, establish salah, fast, bring iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. Bring iman. For other acts of worship, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs you. For when it comes to Durood Sharif, we don't say Allah Azza wa Jal sits and makes Durood Sharif. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like Allah. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, there's nothing equal to Allah. When it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi, as is according to his grandeur. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu, verily Allah Azza wa Jal and his angels, yusalluna ala nabi, they send salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For Allah, we're going to say, Allah sends mercy upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, to encourage you, O insan, Allah says, and the jinn kind, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, you also send salawat and peace upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam. That is why, من صلى علي واحدة نبي كريم مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, whoever sends one salutation, one salat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him 10 times. One gets multiplied 10. One gets multiplied to 10. So 10. 10 blessings, 10 mercies for you. One is sufficient for your success in this world. So let's say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. We must add these titles, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. When you are reading 40 durood, 40 salawat and salam, add these titles out of awe and honor for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially it will be difficult, but then a time will come where you will find it difficult not to add the titles. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So we must add this, we must have this attention when we are reciting all of this, because the rewards are great, so we have to put as much effort as well. Allah is all kind, all merciful. When you say Al-Kareem, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali mentions, what is the meaning of Al-Kareem? When you're reciting Durood, you are placing yourself in between two Kareems. Who is Al-Kareem? Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni su'alin. Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin. Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna fawqa ma natamanna bih. Al-Kareem is that being who grants even without you asking. Al-Kareem is that being who grants even without you being worthy of it. Al-Kareem is that being who grants you even more than you actually asked for, more than you actually desired for. This is Al-Kareem. So we should recite Durood Sharif in abundance, not on only on the day of Jumu'ah. Of course, on the day of Jumu'ah you should increase. But on every other day, we should also make a point of reciting a lot of Durood Sharif. Coming back to Qasida Burda, and this is what? It's all the praises of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what's praises when our hearts have not understood that we have to have respect? Praises can only come about when it's denoted in actions, as we said to you in Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. It should bring about some action. It should bring about that respect. A hafiz, can he become a hafiz without having respect for the Quran Sharif? He will, maybe, eventually, but with a lot of effort. But once he has that respect and honor that this is the kalam of Allah, and I must respect it, I must honor it, I must read it, I must open it, I must do door, I must make revision, I must do all of this, then you'll see the difference in his life. He'll memorize the Quran Sharif easily. But when the respect is not there, and we can put the Quran Sharif on the floor, that which Allah's speech is, you put it on the floor. Likewise, the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you put it on the floor. You stamp on it. Science is telling you this, you say, no, I'll follow this. That is love if you're following the sunnah. Science is telling you this, you say, leave the sunnah, I'll follow science. That is kufr. When you reject Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, understand this in the form of aqidah. We all sinners, we all don't practice on a lot. We are weak. Allah confirms that insan was made weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. This is chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 28. Insan was created weak. So we have weaknesses. We do not practice on a lot of sunnah, but let's acknowledge it. And let's not justify. And let's not, you see, in law, or in the law of the country, if something is prevailing to such a level, they'll say, you know what, just dakhai, so many people are smoking it, let's just legalize it and finish. Decriminalize it, get it done and over, smoke peacefully. Then they realize, oh, now we're facing threat. That's their short vision. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a way, and this way has a lot of vision, not just for now, but till the end of time. So when we have these flaws, let's learn to say, I've got this flaw, I've got this weakness. Admit, acknowledge. Allah azza wa jalla, and make istighfar. Allah Azza wa Jal will give you tawfiq eventually to do it. But when we say, you know what, who said this here? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said it. When you can say openly, we are not going to follow moon sighting, we are going to follow science, then you've chosen, that's not love. That's not love. You've chosen science. Science is your love now. Over the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fast, and the word ru'ya is being used. That's why you say, hilalu ru'ya. When you see the sighting of the moon. But when you said, no, I'll go, I'll leave that, and I'll go for this, because now we're so advanced. Then advancement has become your love. Technology has become your love. You've shunned the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when you do this, you've chosen the way of the kuffar. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tuti'u alladhina kafaru, yaruddukum ala a'qabikum, fatanqalibu khasirin. Allah azza wa jal says, O believers, O people of Iman, if you are going to obey, follow the kuffar, they will turn you back on your heels and you will be left as losers. You yourself, ask yourself, how many sunnahs we've left, we've abandoned, and that is coming back to haunt us. One that comes to mind is We've abandoned what we will say the Eastern way of relieving ourselves. We've abandoned it. Now, when you speak to the gynecologists, they will say, some of them will say, it's because we are not squatting enough. That is why we have to do the C-section. So it comes back to haunt us. Every sunnah we drop, it's going to come back to haunt us. But those are just what we can see. But what about that which we cannot see? We don't do it for health purposes. We do it because in this is our relationship with Allah. Coming back, Qasida Burda. I was saying to you, Al-Fadlu bima shahidatil a'da. That virtue is really when the enemy acknowledges it. Do you know, when it comes to, I said to you, Allama Busayri rahimullah, he was from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But there are scholars from different, the Kufar Shia scholars also acknowledge this kitab. A Shia scholar by the name of Sayyid Amir Ali, he has really taken a liking to the Burda, Qasida Burda. Salafi scholars, Sayyid Mas'ud Alam, he's a Salafi alim. He's written in Diyaru Arab, and he's mentioned about Qasida Burda. Barelvis, Sayyid Abu al-Hasanat Muhammad Ahmad Qadiri, he's written a book, Tibul Wurda, and he's written a shara explaining this, yeah, Barelvi. So different sects, they've come about and they've taken a liking to Qasida Burda. This shows its acceptance. From amongst our scholars, Hazrat Mulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahimullah, he said, Hamare akabir apne murido ko Qasida Burda aur Dalailul Khairat parne ki hidayat karte the. Hazrat Mulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahimullah, Shaykhul Islam, he has said, our akabir, and they have given the guidance to their murids, their followers, to read Qasida Burda and Dalailul Khairat in abundance. Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Qasim Nanotwi Rahimullah, and as well as Mufti Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahimullah, they have mentioned and they have told thousands of people to read, and they've given thousands of people to ijazat for it. Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Mahmood Hassan Diobandi, his father, whose name was Hazrat Maulana Dhulfiqar, he has written in his book, he's written a book and explaining the lines, the stanzas of Qasida Burda, Itrul Wurda, Itrul Wurda. What does this mean? Itrul Wurda, beautiful name. The red perfume. Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, he took a great liking to Qasida Burda. He's mentioned in Nashru Tib. This is also spreading. It's a Sira Kitab. Nashru Tib, by the way, Hakimul Ummah, he mentions in this kitab that there was a plague that was unfolding. But he said, what can I do to contribute? He never said social distancing. He said, let me start writing a seerah. He started this kitab, Nashru Tib. And he said, when this plague came to the surrounding areas, he said, I knew very well that this plague will not come to Thana Bawan, because I know this is the barakah of seerah. And he didn't. He said, it's 6-7 months now, it hasn't come to us. So he's mentioned about the Ash'ar of Qasida Burda, and also has referred to it in his book Nashru Tib. Hazrat Ji Mulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah, he has said, and he's given the advice, the prescription to ulama. He said, ulama, qasida burda, ka mutala azmat wa ihtiram ke saath kare. They must read it with respect and awe. And he used to say, qasida ke zari'a, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se ta'alluq paida hoga. That via reading qasida burda, the love for and the relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is established. What is the khususiyat in this kitab? You will learn various lessons. Lessons going from when you speak about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle, the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will learn lessons about the Quran Majid. There's a chapter on the Quran Sharif. You will learn lessons about the nafs. There's a chapter on the nafs and how to curtail it. You will learn lessons about the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this comes about when you are studying Qasida Burda. Over 200 ulama have written books, kitabs on explaining Qasida Burda. Where is it comes from? The Sufia, where is it comes from? The Mufassireen, Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, all of them have mentioned. So this is the specialities. It contains 160 lines. Allama Busayri Rahimullah, we said to you, he was from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You will learn Aqidah from here too. What was the need, or what was the reason that this has become so common as Qasidatul Burda? This is a question we ask. One reason why is because Allama Busayri Rahimullah, he suffered from paralysis. This is mentioned. He mentioned it himself. And one day, he was growing in despondency. And he didn't know, he became totally helpless, like a sick person, totally helpless. And he said, I don't know what to do. So then he sat and he started to write. And he started to say these couplets, this poem, praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his intention was, through this, Ya Allah, you make my maghfirah and you grant me 100% shifa. While reading Qasida Burda, putting it together, forming it, formulating it. And that you formulating doesn't mean like you and I, we have to sit and break our heads, what word goes where, what, and then too, we're still struggling. For them, it was just like their mother tongue was this. He put together this poem and he fell asleep. He saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his Mubarak hand and put it across his body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took the shawl. His Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shawl and placed it over the body of Allama Busayri rahimullah. Allama Busayri rahimullah, when he woke up, he saw the shawl. And he was totally elated. Just to dream of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something special. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Man ra'ani fil manam faqad ra'ani. Whoever has seen me in a dream has definitely he has seen me. Because Shaitan cannot come in the form of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, Allama Busayri rahimullah is seeing this beautiful shawl. That is the meaning of Al-Burda. That is why you say the poem of the shawl. Some have it the poem of the scarf. Was this the first time that this occurred? There was another occasion in which this occurred too, in which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given the shawl to a particular sahabi, and this is Hazrat Ka'b bin Duhair, Ka'b ibn Duhair radiallahu anhu. But this was in a state where Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu was in a wakeful state. And Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Ka'b ibn Zuhair radiallahu anhu. He was in a wakeful state reciting these couplets out of happiness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given him this particular shawl. And that is known as, we were supposed to play it, but there's no time now. It's about 7-8 minutes. Qasidatu Banat Su'ad. It's become mashhoor, famous as this, yeah. So that was in that time, and you will see in different kitabs the acceptance of this, yeah. It's still now, it's preserved. Now, if you just come back to Allama Busayri Rahimullah. He wakes up, he sees this, the shawl, the dream. He says, I started to stand. I started to walk. I started to go outside of my house. And I was totally 100%. My paralyzed limbs found total shifa. And this became known as Qasida Burda. A beautiful poem. And there's so much to be said about it. Why was it Al-Burda? Qasidatul Burda. So one is this year, the shawl, we gave you the meaning. Another reason why it is named Burda, because in Urdu you would say, Daridar Munakkash Chadar. So this means a shawl. What makes a shawl beautiful? It's those lines, and it's sort of put in a particular pattern. Those lines are colorful. Those lines are beautiful. So just the way those lines are beautiful, the lines of Qasida Burda are also beautiful. That is another reason why they've called it Qasidatul Burda. A third reason. In English, you will say, sandblasted iron. Sandblasted iron. So the iron is cleansed from all dirt, soil, rust. Due to this, they use air, they use water, and they sort of suction it out. Sandblasted iron. So this then is cleansed, and then that steel, that iron looks beautiful. Like this, Qasidatul Burda. It's not just words. Selected words were chosen, and then those selected words were put together to make these beautiful stanzas of Qasidatul Burda. Another reason why Burda comes from the meaning of Bardun. If you turn to chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the fire, verse 69. Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, you become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that word bardaw, bardan means, it means cool. So Qasidatul Burda, this word al-Burda comes from the word bardun. And that means that these hearts which are filled with sin, vice, it's created that fear, it's created that fire in our hearts, because that's the effect of sin. We have that raging mindset, anger, all of this. Come and read Qasida Burda and you will be put to ease. Your heart will be at ease. It will be the coolness of your eyes, the coolness of your heart. And this is why Qasidatul Burda. Much more can be said. Our time is up. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and understanding. We will start next week, insha'Allah, with the particular stanzas. Remember, some, if you take, some are added to it. Like if you take the stand, Alhamdulillahi munshil khalqi min adami, thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. This was added to it. So we won't count, that will not be counted as one. But the first one is still to come. This was added. So when we say 160 abiyat, 160 lines, just to simplify it, there are other complex words you can use. 160 lines. But this sum, which is not included, it doesn't form part of those 160, like we just mentioned to you now. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the love for the sunnah. This is our main objective of doing this. And to purify our hearts from the filthy beliefs that is out there, and give us the correct aqaid so that we can pass away with iman. When it comes to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it comes to every sort of act, we must be in line with the Sharia. And for this, we're all filled with sin. Our hearts are rusted. But inshallah, by this following of the sunnah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Your sins will be forgiven. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Independent, independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your news for the hour. French banks exit from Africa, and this, he said, will create opportunities for local banks. Sinwar wants the rogue apartheid Israel to surrender. US convict faces deportation to SA for running sex and drugs crime Century Hotel. This was your news headlines for the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.